regarding the prohibition of Bishul Akum, a non-Jew cooking for a Jew, and of course we're talking about foods that are kosher. We're not talking about non-kosher ingredients. There's nothing to talk about. But if it's kulo kosher and ingredients and a non-Jew cooks, so then under certain situation, you might be in violation of Bishul Akum, because there are many limitations. If the food is, if a food may be eaten raw and you cook it, so then that's one of the exceptions. If it's not fit for Shulchan Malachim, different discussions. But let's assume we're in a case where a non-Jew cooked and there was no, they did in a case where Bishul Akum applies. So regarding the food, already Rama seems to say b'diavad it's okay once you cook the food. But what about the utensils? Because we have a halacha that when halachas become treif, they have to be kosher. If they became, as it says in Matos, if they came treif through fire, it has to be kosher through fire, water and water. So what happens if a non-Jew did Bishul Akum? What about the utensils? Must they have to be kosher or not? So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rashba, I think it's the first sheet to quote it in Shulchan Aruch, that if Bishul Akum is done, so then you need kashering. And the Ra'ah, which is the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch, argues that since the whole reason for Bishul Akum was instituted only because of the lead to intermarriage, so it doesn't make sense to extend the prohibition to utensils. Because if the use of a utensil would not cause intimacy, even if the taste of the Bishul Akum or concern the food, you might, the way to man is through the heart, through the stomach, and therefore you get good food, you'll get them. So the first opinion has to hold that even though it's true, that might have been the reason behind it, but once it's Bishul Akum, we treat it as all other non-kosher food. In other words, the whole discussion is Bishul Akum merely a kashrus issue, or is it more of a social issue? So that's the machlokas, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. And so it's a major discussion among the poskim. Even those machmirim with the Rashba, even they agree that you have more leniencies than usual. In other words, let's say they use an earthenware, something, a pot or a utensil that could not be, it can't be kosher. So even though normally it can't be kosher, but even though here we're talking about Bishul Akum, which is a din d'rabbanan, and perhaps it doesn't apply here, so instead of koshering it, you could immerse it 3 times in boiling water in this scenario. And as well, some bring down another kua for those machmirim that if it was used for Bishul Akum, let's say you can't kosher it. And let's say, for instance, an electric utensil or some other utensil that can't be kosher. So some say after you wait 24 hours, it's no same time of gone. So therefore we see, one should avoid Bishul Akum. If you had Bishul Akum, it seems from the Ramah, there's room to be lenient on the food. Regarding the pots, major machlokas, Rishonim, Rashba, and Ra'ah, and even those who are machmir, really, amoda, that there's more room to be made than if it was a real case of treif, and therefore they say you could either kasher something 3 times, pour in boiling hot water instead of kashering it through, let's say, through fire or whatever it needed. Or, and as well, perhaps if you wait 24 hours, because it's a machokis, so that's the issue regarding Bishul Akum on utensils. However, this is talking about someone who cooks for another Jew. The poskim are more machmir if someone's cooking for herself. So if a guy's cooking for herself, in terms of she should have, and it's happened all the time, so then perhaps it's an issue with the food, and perhaps as well there's a discussion with the food, because they're doing it for use, they're not doing it as part of their job, and then also perhaps there's an issue with the keila. But so it's so hence one should be extra careful that if you know, she should be, that a housekeeper should use her own pots and pans, especially if she's cooking for herself, so there's less leniency in those areas when she's cooking for herself. But we have to debate regarding if she's cooking for others, so there seems to be room to be made on the food, and that's a major debate, the Rosh Bidra'a, whether you actually have to be kasher them, and even within the kashering shita, they're more mako than usual, because they realize it's not as simple as if it's their actual treif pot.